If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is our joy again to greet you today in the wonderful and lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The days of November are already great days of harvest here at Worth Baptist Church. We are rejoicing in the good things that God is doing for us in all of the services during these days. And not only here at Worth Baptist Church, but across the nation and around the world, from our pastors of the World Baptist Fellowship and from our missionaries, great and glowing reports are coming of what God is doing as the Word of God is being preached and as souls are being saved. So we have a great deal to rejoice about today. We are happy that we have this privilege to bring the gospel into your home or into your place of business or wherever you might be today. We trust that this ministry and this broadcast and this message today would be a blessing to your heart. We invite you today to come and visit Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly graded and carefully supervised. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook in the Sunday school is the Bible. Currently, we are in a series of studies in the Gospel according to John. Today, our lesson will be based on John chapter 2, Jesus attending the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, and Jesus cleansing the temple. We invite you to come and study the Word of God with us today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We believe that you'll discover here at Worth Baptist Church a warm welcome, a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God. We believe that it would be worth your while and worth your time and worth the distance that you might drive to come to visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are looking forward to building in the near future on our new properties located at Loop 820 and Campus Drive, adjoining the Fort Worth State School. The 14 acres that we have purchased there promise to bring to us many opportunities to reach many more people, not only in the city of Fort Worth, but across the Metroplex. So we trust that you'll join with us in prayer as we plan and prepare for that great move. But in the meantime, right here in our present location at 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come. Some of you listening to the broadcast today have been planning and thinking about visiting our church for a long time. Let me encourage you today to make this the hour and make this the day that you'll come and visit with us in the Sunday school hour at 10, the morning worship service at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. In the meantime, we'd be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like to receive the cassette tapes of the broadcast, any one of them or all of them, we invite you to write and inquire about this matter this week. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141. Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Some Things God Wants You to Know. I shall read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7, beginning at verse 21. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful today again for thy wonderful gift eternal salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank Thee that Thou hast made it possible, though we be unworthy, to come today and voice the truth of the gospel of Christ. We thank Thee for every listener today, and surely Thou dost know every heart and every life, all of the burdens and the problems and the difficulties that are represented in the listening audience today. We pray that the Holy Spirit would bless and strengthen. We pray that this gospel broadcast today would be the means of someone turning around, someone who perhaps decided to end it all, someone who feels lonely and despondent and forsaken. May the message today, by the Holy Spirit, bring encouragement and strength and sustenance and support to that lonely heart. For those who are sick and shut in, for those in the rest homes or the hospitals or wherever they are today, it is our prayer that the Holy Spirit would direct the message and the Word of God to their hearts. And then, Father, we pray for our city and for our state and for our nation and for the nations of earth. And may men everywhere realize that there can be no lasting peace in our world until the Prince of Peace comes. We pray today that Thou would stir something in the hearts of all of Thy people the world over. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7, I read at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name, and in Thy name have cast out devils, and in Thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The Bible has been given to us as God's Word, God's final revelation, to tell us about His wonderful plan of salvation. In the framework of the Bible, we believe we discover everything that God wants us to know. You see, God speaks to us by the Holy Spirit from the pages of the Word of God. And there are no contradictions in the Bible. And God never operates contrary to His nature. So the Bible is clear. The Bible is plain. The Bible lays out for us the plan and program that God has, not only for our individual lives, but for all of the nations of earth. But it all begins in the hearts and lives of men. It all begins in your heart, for God is concerned about you, and God has written to you, and God has offered to you individually and personally all that He has in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I've entitled to my message, Some Things That God Wants You to Know. I trust today that you will realize that by the Holy Spirit, from the Word of God, through this broadcast, that God is speaking to your heart. First of all, I would say unto you that God wants you to know that in your natural state, you are lost without Christ. Now I trust that you'd think about that for a moment. God is saying to you, in the Bible and through the Holy Spirit and by this message, that you as an unregenerate man or woman or boy or girl, that you as a member of Adam's race, you are lost eternally in your natural state without Christ. It all began in the Garden of Eden. There God placed Adam and Eve, our first parents. God had planted in the garden many trees. And to Adam, God said, of all of the trees around the garden, you may eat, but of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, you may not eat, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. and in the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. Well, Adam did not obey God, and through Adam's disobedience, listening to Satan, being beguiled and deceived by the devil, Adam partook of that forbidden fruit, and the curse of sin entered upon the whole human race. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, that is on Christ, the iniquity of us all. Why, the Bible tells us that there is none good. There is none righteous. There are none who seek after God. The Bible tells us there is not a just man upon the earth who doeth good and sinneth not. So all are included in the curse of sin. And I want you to know today, my friend, that without Christ in your natural state, you are lost. And at the end of every Christless life, there is a Christless eternity. I'm reminded of the Chinese convert who was asked how he was saved and how he found Christ. And this was his answer. The Chinese convert said, "Why, I no find Christ. Christ not lost. I lost. Christ find me." And my friend, that's precisely how it goes. You are lost in your natural state. And the Bible says that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So without Christ in your natural state, you are lost. But there's something more that God wants you to know. God wants you to know that He loves you in spite of your sin. The Bible is all about God's love for sinful man, for a fallen race. In fact, the Bible is one complete love story. We read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." John tells us in his first epistle, chapter 4, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." While we were yet in sin, Christ loved us. Christ died for us. And I would tell you today that regardless of what sin has done to your life, and regardless of what your sin is today, God still loves you. Think about it for a moment. Sin warps your character. It stains your soul. It diseases your mind. It destroys your body. Sin blinds and binds and grinds. Sin will bring you down to the very bottom. But regardless of where you are today and what your past has been or what your present is or whatever you might think about the future, in spite of all your sin, God loves you. And He's given His word to prove it. He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die for you, to prove to you that though you be a sinner, He loves you just the same. In Luke 7:34, we read that Jesus Christ was called the friend of sinners. Oh, I'm glad it's that way, because that makes Him a friend to us all, because we all have sinned. We all have disobeyed God. We all have broken God's law. But in spite of all of our sins, the wonderful and undeniable truth is that God still loves us. And God wants you to know it. And I want you to know today that there is an opportunity for you to hear the gospel and believe and trust Christ and realize the truth that God loves you in spite of your sin. Then in the third place, God wants you to know that His plan of salvation is simple enough for you to understand. Oh, so many people today are making a complicated thing out of this business of knowing Christ. And it is so simple that many people are stumbling over it. Just what does the Bible say about God's plan and God's program of salvation? Well, we read in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Bible goes on to say, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He hath saved us." And then listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 10. Beginning at verse 8, Paul writes, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And in verse 13 of Romans 10, Paul says, "Whosoever," and that means you, wherever you are, whatever you are, whatever you hope to be, "whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, your salvation is as simple as your calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, at verse 30, the Philippian jailer asked Paul the question, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Now, how simple, my friend, is this wonderful plan and program of salvation that God has for you. You don't have to offer any bloody sacrifices. You don't have to climb the highest mountain. You don't have to balance any figures. You don't have to bring about a chemistry balance. None of these things are necessary. You don't have to learn all the catechisms. You don't have to memorize all of the Bible. You don't have to confess your sins to a man. All you need do is open the door of your heart, exercise faith in what God has said, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Only believe, and the work is done. Jesus tells us about two men, a Pharisee and a publican. Both of them, Jesus said, went up to the temple to pray. And the Pharisee was very religious. In fact, he was religiously religious. And he prayed and thanked God that he was not like the publican, not like the sinner, that he fasted and prayed and tithed. And all of these good things he felt were marked up to his account. But then there came the time for the publican, the sinner, to pray. And thinking not himself worthy enough to lift his eyes toward heaven, the Bible says he smote upon his breast and cried out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus said, "That man, the publican, the sinner, went home justified." And that's all you need to do today, my friend, is simply ask God to have mercy upon you. Open up the door of your heart. Invite the Lord Jesus to come in. Pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And it is so simple, it is so wonderful, that at that very moment, your sins will be forgiven. Your load will be lifted, and Jesus Christ will come into your life and into your heart, and you will become a new creature in Him. That, my friend, is the simplicity of God's plan of salvation, and God wants you to know it, and so I repeat it. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the only thing you need to do is to confess that. Confess that you're a sinner. Ask God to forgive you, and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And when you do that, you're saved. But that's not all God wants you to know. God wants you to know that there are two roads that you can travel. We read in Matthew 7, verse 13, "Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Yes, there are two ways. There's the heavenly way, the highway, the holy way, the upward way that leads to eternal peace and joy and life in Christ Jesus. Then there's the downward road that's broad. There's the road that leads to hell. And all you have to do to go to hell is refuse the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all. So you can choose your road today. The high road with Christ as your Savior and heaven as your home, or the low road that leads to destruction, that leads to eternal death and damnation in the regions of the damned, in what the Bible calls an eternal lake of fire. Which road are you traveling? The choice is up to you. And God wants you to know this, that your eternal destiny depends on what you do with Jesus, not on where you go, or how much you know, or how much money you have, or how many times you go to church. Oh no, your eternal destiny depends upon what you do with Christ. You can either refuse Him or receive Him. And only you can make the choice. God has offered you eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you will take Christ as your Savior today, your eternal destiny will be settled. And heaven will be your home, and you can have the peace of God which passes all understanding in your heart and in your mind today. I have this footnote, and then I shall be through. God wants you to know that He is waiting just now for you to bring all of your burdens to Him. Oh, my friend, you can bring your sin, your disappointments, and your heartaches, and your problems, and your trials, and your economic difficulties, and your psychological difficulties, and all of the problems of your life, and all the burdens of your soul, you can bring them to Christ right now. Because the Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Why don't you do it right now by your radio? Just kneel there and ask God to have mercy upon you, and to receive you as you cast all of your burdens upon Him. You'll be made a new creature in Christ in this moment. I remind you once again that it would be our joy to have you come and worship the Lord with us today here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school hour at 10, the morning worship hour at 11, and the evening worship hour at 7. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.